Welcome to Everything EFL. My name's Erin O'Byrne, and I firmly believe that you as a teacher are special, amazing, creative, and passionate. But it's very easy to get burnt out and overwhelmed. With my podcast and my teacher training, I aim to help you avoid burnout and cut down on your prep time so you can unleash your creativity and enjoy your work more mindfully. Are you ready? Let's go! Hello, you gorgeous teacher. If you're one of my lovely regular listeners, welcome back. If you are brand new to Everything EFL podcast, you are most welcome, and I hope you stick around. But I will say that you might want to go back to episode 104. That is the beginning of my Cornerstones of Learning series. We're nearly at the end. Before we go on, I just want to say a big thank you to each and every one of you who have listened to this podcast, because I'm almost, at the time of recording, at 20,000 plays. 20,000! I literally cannot believe I'm saying those words. So thank you so much, and keep listening. And don't forget, recommend me to your colleagues, talk me up in your staff room, and you can listen to the same episode more than once if you really need to. Okay, so today we're going to talk about reusing materials. Now, it's not going to be very long. This is definitely a great thing to do. I haven't got a huge amount to say about it. It really is up to your imagination and creativity. Obviously, I'll give you some pointers, but as per usual, steal and adapt for your class. You know, how can you exploit or use the same material over multiple lessons? First of all, why? Well, I mean, review. This is so important. Let me tell you a little story. So ages ago, we did a week's worth of Present Perfect Simple and Continuous, right? We had lots of time, so we did lots of different contexts and speaking and blah, blah, blah. We did noticing questions. But, you know, a week or so later, I was asking them a question about the Present Perfect Simple or Continuous. Can't quite remember what it was. And it was like tumbleweeds, crickets. Wrong answers. So we have to keep reviewing the same language points. And the benefits? Well, I mean, let's start with who I'm concerned about, and that is you, my darling gorgeous teacher. This will cut down your prep time. Less prep, less stress. I'm always saying it. But honestly, I think this is a really important thing to consider. You know, it's not just about the methods that you employ in class and the strategies you use. It's about how much time you are actually spending, okay? And I want that to be less, okay? Yes, prep is very important. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying if you can cut down without cutting corners, it's definitely a good thing for you. And as for our lovely students, or not, it's, you know, familiarity. That's not a bad thing. There might be a bit of comfort there if you're looking at the same text or you're doing the same game again or something. And also, you know, maybe the students didn't get it perfect the first time around. You know, what are the chances of them remembering everything exactly right, even on the second go? And also, you know, when you use something again, you can recall or ask your students to recall what you did with it last time. And this is a great lead-in and, again, very beneficial for students. Never underestimate that power of recall and repetition as long as it's contextualized and meaningful. Parroting prescribed sentences isn't. So what are the best materials to exploit? Well, you tell me. What do you use on the regular? Let's talk transcripts. Now, if you follow me on social media or if you've done one of my webinars, you know I love a good transcript or dialogue. There are lots of things you can do with these, and I've said a few of these before, but I'll just do a very quick rundown again. You can cut them up and reorder them. You can choose a paragraph and do a bit of intonation practice. You can listen for different linking or vowel sounds. So doing some actual decoding there for listening, like focusing on things that students are going to hear, but not necessarily know how to pronounce. Like if you just think about something like, what did I have last week? Something like half an hour ago. Yeah, half an hour ago. Half an hour ago. It's so different when you hear it. If there's a question about that specific phrase, they have to say, when did this happen or something, you know, half an hour ago could be very, very, very easily missed. So spending a few minutes just, you know, choosing like little chunks and focusing on the connections or the sounds could be really, really beneficial for your students too. You can ask noticing questions, episode 103, if you want a full rundown on that. Very powerful learning tool. If it's a really simple transcript, you could, you know, one like with personal information, you could get the students to rewrite it using their own information, blank out chunks. I mean, there are so many things that you can do with transcripts. Your imagination is the limit. So the best thing to do would be to find the next transcript that you're going to use in your lesson, brainstorm some ideas and how long they will take. If you only have a limited time, like 5 minutes, what kind of 5-minute activities could you do? Could you do something quick with pronunciation? Could you ask some noticing questions? Again, these activities don't have to take a long time. You're just using one thing, but in a slightly different way. What's wrong with that? Another suggestion might be photographs. If you think about your course book, or maybe you produce the pictures yourselves, let's say you've got a picture of a family, you've got your basic family vocabulary. Maybe later on when your students are doing, say, adjectives of personality, you could go back to that same picture and say, what do you think these people are like? Do you remember anything about them? You could go back to that picture with a present continuous lesson. What are they doing? Preposition of place, who's sitting where? These are all 2-minute activities. You know, quick review any time within the year or the course. Turn to page blank, remember this picture, ask a question. No prep needed. Speaking activities, board games, you know, you can whip them out anytime. I've never met a student who doesn't love a board game or a card game with question cards. I often use these for warmers. Now, my lessons are quite long, so I might spend 10 or 15 minutes on a board game or some question discussion cards or something like that. But if you've only got 5 minutes, fine, it's still worth it because of that review and repetition. I'll give you an example. I printed some cards to practice the using must for recommendations, like, oh, you must come over to my house one day. You must go and see Trinity College. It's fabulous, something like that. And we did it once, grand. And then I had the little pieces of paper around the wall. And the second time I did it, I just had the students sitting down and passing the cards around in pairs and just doing the same thing again. So again, it doesn't have to be like rocket science. It doesn't have to be amazingly innovative. You could literally just use the same thing with the students standing up rather than sitting down. It's grand. Remember, guys, I think I said this to you in my episode about things we have to accept as teachers. You know, what's wrong with a good lesson or a great lesson? It doesn't have to be spectacular, outstanding and perfect. No such thing, unless you are willing to kill yourself doing it. And I don't think you want to do that. And I don't want you doing that either. Anything photocopyable, like board games, vocab games, card games, question cards, discussion cards, store them safely so you can grab them quickly. I usually use those little Ziploc bags or envelopes. Students love choice as well. So grab 3 or 4 of them and go, hey guys, do you want to do the present perfect board game? Do you want to do the science and technology discussion cards? What do you want to do? Give them the choice. Students will love that. There are also cards that you can buy. I spend a lot of time scouring secondhand shops for debate cards, little word cards. I also ordered some mindfulness cards off the internet. If you go to Amazon and just put in mindfulness cards or everyday mindfulness cards, you'll find something. And it just has a nice little message on it. And then you can create a couple of discussion questions around it. I always give the pack to a student. They pull one out, they read it aloud to the class, you put the quote on the board, and then they can discuss it. So you might not be using each card again, but you have a choice of cards. And when you pull out the box, students know what's coming. And students love these kinds of things. So again, you just collect a box or a bag of these speaking activities. They might be good for review, or they might be just be good for the end of the week. But again, if you have a few of them, your students can choose. So that's it. That's all I have for you this week. Again, like, there are a million different things you can do, but I don't think it's worthwhile me just giving you a million ideas. I'm just giving you a few that are super practical, that have worked for me in the past. So maybe they'll work for you. And also, you know, within the confines of the course book, the time you have, and the resources you have available, I think that the suggestions that I've given kind of suit that quite well. But I would love to know what kinds of things you do to reuse your activities. So DM me if you like, if you follow me on the social medias. You can email me. All of my contact details are available in the show notes. But before I go, you thought I'd forgotten. Here is your weekly challenge. Very simple, guys. Look at your lesson plan. Look at the materials you're going to use. And ask yourself, what can you reuse in the same way? Or what can you exploit in a slightly different way? How many times this week? When? How long would they take? Whereabouts in the lesson would it suit? So just take a minute and think. And this will save you a lot of time. And if you do this regularly, it will save you loads of time. But start now. And this is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Yes, I love my students, but I love you more. So guys, that's it. short and sweet this week, but I think plenty of food for thought. So like I said, take the challenge. If you don't usually do this, think about how you can. This will make your life easier. In the meantime, if you are not subscribed to Everything EFL Podcast, I don't know why, hit that subscribe button. Also, if you fancy just a nice, chilled weekly newsletter from me with a little bit of advice and a small challenge, your choice if you want to do it or not, no pressure from me. Details are in the show notes. Tell your colleagues about me. DM me if you need any support or if you have any questions. Follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn or Facebook. Follow my stories on Instagram as well. I'm always posting things that I'm doing in class. And also, I'll be leaving for French Guiana in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be working in a school there for three. I am so excited. And I'm going to be posting a lot about the things that I'm doing, especially on my Instagram stories. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that one. In the meantime, have a lovely, safe, peaceful week. Look after yourself. Share the love. Bye.